What if I played the what if game?
As we encourage that you do your best to find positive aspects upon whatever subject is before you, there are often those who ask, but what about the man who just lost his job and has a wife and five children and his rent is due in 2 days and he doesn't have the money to pay it? Or what about the woman who has the Gestapo army at her door about to take her to be killed in a gas chamber? How could these people pivot? And to those extreme questions, we often reply, it's as if you've jumped out of an airplane at an altitude of 20,000 feet and you have no parachute, and so you're saying, now what do I do? You're usually not faced with such extreme circumstances from which it seems there is no possible comfortable escape. However, these extreme situations, with all of the drama and trauma that they bring, also bring a power that, with the right focus, can provide resolutions that someone watching from the outside would find astonishing or even miraculous. In other words, there is no situation from which you cannot find a positive resolution, but you have to be able to focus powerfully in order to accomplish such a solution. And most people who are in those kinds of situations are not adept at that kind of focus, which is why they're experiencing the negative situation to begin with. When you're involved in extreme situations, a power comes forth from within, and so the intensity of your desire will put you upon a plateau where, if you can just get focused, you can have your greater elevation. In other words, those who are very sick are in a better position to be even more well than most others, because their desire for wellness is amplified. But unless they're able to pivot or to turn their attention to their desire for wellness and away from their concern about illness, they cannot become well. We would encourage you to play the what-if game, looking for positive aspects. In other words, rather than looking into your society for examples of disempowered people having no control over the circumstances of their lives, tell a story that gives you a feeling of empowerment. Instead of telling stories of powerless victims and amplifying your own feeling of being a victim, tell a different story. For example, what if this woman, before the Gestapo army came pounding on her door, had recognized the rumblings of the looming Holocaust that were in the community weeks before? What if she'd left the community when many others had left? What if she had not been afraid of the unknown? What if she had not held to the familiar? What if she'd made the decision to start a new life in a new country with her sister and her aunt and uncle 2 weeks ago so that she was not at home when the Gestapo came calling? When you play the what-if game, look for things you do want to see. Look for things that make you feel better. There is never a situation in which there is not a way out. In fact, there are hundreds and thousands of practical choices along the way. But out of habit, most people continue to choose the lack perspective in situations until they eventually find themselves in an unwanted place where it seems that there are no more choices. As you hold to your intention to look for evidence of well-being and thriving and success and happiness, you will tune yourself to the vibrations of those things, and so those kinds of good-feeling experiences will dominate your life. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, it is my dominant intent to look for what I am wanting to see. As you make the decision that you're not a mere observer of your world, but a deliberate positive contributor to your world, you'll find great pleasure in your involvement with what's going on upon your planet. When you witness things that you do not want to happen in your world, in your nation, in your neighborhood, in your family, or even in your personal body, and you remember that you have the power to tell a different story, and you also know that there is enormous power in telling a different story, you will then step back into the exuberant knowledge that you held when you made the decision to come forth to participate on this planet to begin with. You cannot be in a place other than where you are right now, but you do have the power to begin to express your perspective about where you are in increasingly better ways. And as you do that consciously and deliberately, you'll see the evidence of the power of your focus on every subject to which you turn your attention. As you make the decision that you want to feel good and you consciously look for positive aspects within the subjects that you're involved in every day, and as you deliberately identify and focus upon what you do want regarding these subjects, you'll set yourself upon a path of eternal unfolding satisfaction and joy. These processes are simple to understand and to apply, but don't let their simplicity cause you to underestimate their power. Consistently apply them and show yourself the leverage of the power of aligned thought. Discover the power of the energy that creates worlds, the power that you have always had ready access to, but which you now understand how to apply, and focus it toward your own personal creations.